Thanks for joining us today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. And our next segment, we're visiting the town, city of Okano. You're going to hear about the town's history and what to do if you go. And we have a couple of guests for you. One of them, Samantha Rutho, is president of the Okano Chamber of Commerce. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
With us as well, thank you for joining in. With us as well, Gary Zahn. He's an organizer of an event called Copperfest held in Okano. It's coming up pretty quickly here. Gary, great to have you with us as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As we talk with our two guests, I hope you'll join in. Maybe you have some memories of visiting or living in Okano. What do you love about the community? What's maybe your favorite park or restaurant or business? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Well, you've got an event coming up this weekend, Gary. It's called Copperfest. Why is it called Copperfest, and what kinds of things could we see and do if we go?
It all started back when you discovered the Copper Culture Park. It was bones and from the previous long, long time ago. And back in 1982, they decided to have a copper culture museum. And then that's when they started the Copper Fest, which was just a little downtown thing that started back then. It had just music, and then they started getting entertainment in, and ever since then, it's just been known as Copper Fest.
Okay, so we got music, and we got some entertainment, and what else can we see? What kind of music do we have, and what do we see?
We have easy listening music, no heavy metal stuff, because the neighbors are getting mad where the park is located. that's always been a tradition with us, making sure I don't have the head banging, because they do not want their signs, their mirrors and wall hangings knocked off the floor, off the wall, and I don't want to get run out of town either. You know, Sam knows about that stuff.
We keep the peace.
how long have you been involved in Copperfest, Gary?
In 1996, my wife and I took over the parade, and we instantly switched the parade route from the end to end the parade at the park, where we have our festivities. Also, back then, the property that we have was for sale, and a local businessman named Jim Nierenhausen purchased the property for Copperfest, which we eventually turned it into Nier Park because of Nierenhausen. And then just a few years ago, he passed away, and the property went up for sale, and the Copperfest committee purchased the property. So now that is known as Copperfest Park. And then just a couple of years ago, a local organization helped drain tile it, so then we named it Okano Copperfest American Legion Post 74 Park. Say that real fast seven times and see if you can say it again.
Sam, how long have you been involved and lived in Okano, and maybe been involved in, you're president of the Chamber of Commerce, so you must have been around for a little while.
A little while. I've only been with the Chamber for probably going on 6 years here. So not too long, but I'm born and raised, so I'll give my age out. I'm 39, so I know the area
pretty
well.
Sure, yeah, 39. Uh-huh.
Almost 40, you guys, almost.
All right, well, let's say a friend of yours wanted to take a day trip to Okano. Sam, what would you recommend that they do in the area?
I would say that we have a full day for them. Usually we start out, we have some pretty good breakfast spots, right? So come hungry. Between the Shop on Main, River City Diner and Smokehouse, or Coppertown Bar and Grill, They're actually all fairly new owners, so they have a fresh new vibe with all of them and some really delicious, unique plates to try. So starting with that, and then I would send you downtown. We have a lot of cute boutiques that they can go to. We have Secret Garden Floral Design, so she's got her flowers, but also gifts and galore in there. We have a brand new clothing boutique, Blackbird. She is just a couple months in, so she has lots of good inventory and a fresh look as well. And then our staples would be the pet shop, the candy shop, the men's shop. So we have a lot of those cute little, they all have a vibe too, all similar families. And then Classy Kids Boutique, she has resale of kids' clothing. So we have a variety of really cute knit shops.
I think I said earlier that O'Connell's slogan is history on the bay.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the history for a little bit more? I read that there are 33 sites on the National Register of Historic Places.
So we do. So we have a walking and bike map that's available at local shops. So you'll be able to go walk or bike down Main Street. You'll see a lot of old Victorian homes. We have the Christian Science Church, Copper Culture State Museum. You don't need a state park pass to get in there. It's just free. And then the Buyer Home Museum and Carriage House, that is a really unique visit as well. They have the old Victorian home all redone, but then also they have a carriage museum next door that has a lot of cool artifacts and just things from the city of O'Connell and O'Connell County in general.
So the copper history, can you go back to that? Because there, I think that goes back to the earliest residents of O'Connell, the Native Americans.
Yeah, they have, so a copper culture museum. So the park itself is really big, and then they have a museum and a pavilion out there. In the museum, you'll find a lot of old artifacts and different things that they have found back in there. Along with some good reading and a couple new, they redid the Copper Culture Museum this year. So you'll see a lot of different variety in there from previous experiences.
And the I want to go back to Copperfest for a minute because I forgot about the dates and so forth. It's this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it actually starts on Thursday night with our kickoff breakfast and our kickoff Grand Marshal crowning of Miss Copperfest banquet. It used to be on Friday morning for breakfast, but as the years went on and less attendance, we switched. My wife came up with the idea for this, and it's been a hit ever since. Besides that, no matter what the weather is, we can still have it. And then the festival starts actually Friday night at 4:30 to 11, and then Saturday from 10:30 to 11, and then Sunday from 10:30 to 5. Plus the parade, Copperfest parade, starts at 10 o'clock over on the middle part of the town. And I'm trying to figure where I'm at here. And then it ends at the park.
So, and that's on Saturday, I presume?
That's on, the parade is on Saturday, yep.
You know, I've been to a number of parades that they're always fun. What kinds of things are you going to see in this particular parade?
Well, our theme this year was Disney, so you never know what the people come up with. We've got a very creative bunch of people in O'Connell that have excellent ideas on how to work that theme into where their business, you know, And it's been fun the last 29 years. And my wife really gets into this. She's very, very patient, and she sets everything up so you don't have a loud truck next to a band or animals with a loud vehicle, you know, and she just loves doing it and she's enjoying it.
Actually, we'd gotten a question. How does one organize a parade? It sounds like a lot of moving parts. And how do you decide who gets in to be in a parade?
Well, we don't have no admission fee, so anybody that wants to get in the parade can. They can enter all the way up to the start of the parade. The problem is if they call too late, they won't be able to get in the front, of course. But like my wife says, you know, she asks, what are you going to have, the length of your float, and then she will strategically place in spot where you have it. So
she's probably pulling her hair out about at least at some point ahead of this.
Well, she's got enough years in it doing it. She's just, you know, becoming a master at it. You know, but the thing is, we usually average about 30 advance entries, and then the last week and a half, we usually get about 40. Because a lot of people check the weather. Oh yeah, we have a kind of a tradition at Copperfest that one day there's usually moisture from the sky that comes out. our committee is not allowed to use the RAIN word 3 weeks prior to Copperfest, or they have to buy a round of drinks. So everybody behaves themselves and don't bring their wallet, you know. And then, last year, I don't mind getting up when I'm setting up the parade, putting out the numbers in it. I don't mind getting a little shower to wash off the parade route. Well, last year the parade route got washed off completely throughout the whole parade, but it wasn't a total washout though. It was just a little enjoyable wet moisture from the sky. And Sam knows what I'm talking about.
I feel like it was the best one though. People get into
it was,
that, right?
It was.
Like
it, it,
you
it
gotta
was.
Make the best of it.
Yeah, we had so many. We had like I'll just say 70 entries, 69 showed up. One didn't, but then we had one added in that came in at the last second, so we still had our 70. So
I don't think I've ever been to one to a parade where there wasn't at least one band or musical group that marches along in the parade. I imagine you got some music there too.
We do have it, last couple of years the Marinette, Lena, and O'Connell High School bands got together and marched in the Lena parade, the Marinette parade, and O'Connell parade because the seniors all graduated and they're not going to come back. So they kind of merged together and it was great.
Yeah.
Great, you know. And we have a couple of businesses that have family bands, and some play DJ music, you know, during the parade route too.
Yeah, the city's website. We take a look at that. There's also great fishing in Oconto, and maybe Sam, do you know that to be true? Talk about that for a bit.
I still haven't figured out how to catch them, but
Sam
they
eats
do.
Them. Sam eats them more than she catches them. Me
yep,
too.
I'm just a sampler. I don't do the beforehand, but they do have phenomenal walleye fishing. Usually, that first start of the spring season is their walleye run, and even myself can catch one at that time. But otherwise, throughout the whole year, we have a variety of walleye fishing tournaments that come in as well. Some larger ones and some smaller ones. So we are a very popular destination for those fishermen.
I think there's a lot of, aren't there a lot of lakes? And well, you got the river right there.
Yeah, yes. Yep, we have the Ocano River and it flows out to the bay. But in general, Ocano County, we have a ton of waterways.
And somebody else is wondering about Breakwater Park and Harbor. Could you talk more about what is it like and is it worth a visit?
Sure. So the city owns the property out there. So they have tons of slips for rentals. But at the same time, they have the long causeway. So you can kind of drive out there, check out the bay. You can fish from it. Different things. They have some extra piers that pop out just for some fishing experiences. But it's just a beautiful area. Sunrises, sunsets. And then the dockside, which is a family restaurant, is right across the street. So it is a beautiful setting altogether if you just want to go relax for a little bit and catch a bite to eat afterwards. The dockside will actually, if you catch it, they'll cook it. So if you bring your fish fresh in from the water and you clean it, they will cook it up for you that night right away.
Because all the fish have O'Connell on the side of them, so they know they're not bringing in foreign fish.
Pre-stamped.
Oh, my gosh. The last time I had something like that, I was, I was in Tobago, in the Trinidad and Tobago, and I caught a couple of nice fish there in the waters, and the restaurant cooked them up for me. Got them out, but other than that, they did the rest. So that's kind of a cool experience, actually.
Yeah, we have trout pond for Copperfest too, that the kids can come in and catch them, and we have a sportsman's club that takes care of cleaning them for them, so they just have to take them home when they're ready to leave. That's always fun for the kids.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well,
sticking with the fish, Alan.
Tell us more about the candy shop, Sam.
Ah, candy shop. Okay, so one of my favorites. It is a kind of nostalgic, looking for that old-fashioned candy, if you want to say. If you go in there, every candy from your childhood memory will be there, and a variety of the new stuff, like any sour galore, all those weird random insects in the candy. They have cotton candy cakes, really delicious chocolates. They're not made there, but they do have a beautiful chocolate case in there that has a ton of variety for you.
And
We did tell our parade entries, if they run out of candy, the candy shop is about halfway through, so they can always reload for the rest of the parade route if they need some.
She's always got a full stock, so she will definitely take you up on that.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of the kind of the favorite things. Some of the parades, they don't do it anymore, but that candy throwing out for the kids, and maybe...
No, it's called candy toss. They have to toss it. They can't throw it. Can't throw it. It's against the police rules. We try to be law abiding citizens in O'Connell, especially if you live there.
Oh man, well, I wanted to mention the Ruins Adventure Mini Golf. Now I I play golf, but I also to go to mini golf as well. The Ruins Adventure Mini Golf sounds like a great place to spend some time. What do you recommend it? Why?
I recommend it for sure. So the Ruins is going on their 10th year in Okano. So they have an 18-hole golf course, a mini golf course. Everything's all growing up now. The trees, the flowers all around it. It's just a beautiful setting. It's across the street from the O'Connell River. It's very family friendly. They have a couple decks for you to sit on if you just want to have some ice cream. They have some Wisconsin-based ice cream that's amazing. And then usually on Saturday nights, they'll start doing glow golf. So right at dusk, you can get in there for your glow balls and your glow sticks and everything else, and you can do glow golf for date night. And then throughout the season, she'll have different things for Father's Day, say, coming up. Fathers usually golf for free. And always something unique or some type of special event she has going on there. So if you check out her Facebook page, you can always see all the cool stuff that she has going on.
One other thing, and I want to bring this up because it's not coming up this weekend like Copperfest is, but there's Martin Fest.
Oh, yeah.
June 28th. And I noticed you're a Bird City, O'Connell, if I'm not mistaken, has that designation. And I was kind of intrigued by that because you've got the Wisconsin Purple Martin Association is going to be there and the Bluebird Restoration Association is going to be there. Are you familiar? I'm sure you're familiar with it, but...
Yeah, so they're going to have that this year out at City Park. And City Park is just kind of like out on the bay, out on County End. So it's a really great setting. I would say for kids, families alike, this is going to be very educational based. Lots of demonstration, lots of hands-on activities for kids to get out there and learn about Bird City and learn about the birds that are in our area. And just fun activities all in general for the kids to do.
Yeah, that sounded like a lot of a nice thing to take part in, and it's June 28th.
You don't have to have the last name Martin to attend either.
Nope. It is free. Everything will be a free base scenario, so there's no charge for anything to get in or do any of the activities.
Very cool. You know, I was thinking back about 15 years ago, I think, Highway 41, the bypass was built that directed traffic around Okano instead of through it. I imagine that had an effect on local business a bit. And I'm wondering
A few businesses are affected, but a lot of people that have been coming that came through Okano knew where everything was.
Yeah.
What Okano had to offer. The motel is just off the road a little ways. There's the gas stations, the restaurants are just off the highway. So people still can stop in and say hi and, you know, get something to eat also. So,
yeah. And what were the industries that brought people to town? What kind of industries do you have? Obviously, you have recreation industry going sort of loosely among all of the operations.
We do. So, between recreation and tourism, very big during our summer months. But our major employers are, I would say, very solid industries and manufacturers here. So, for instance, NERCON has a very the longevity there and the amount of people that retire 40-plus years is amazing. We have unlimited graphic management, cruisers, yachts. We can all watch them go down Main Street as they go test them in the water. They're multi-million-dollar boats. And they are just stunning to see, especially in the Copperfest Parade. They always put one in there. They're beautiful. And to have them made in Oconto is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I have to plug Maternal Plastics, too, because who I work for.
Sorry. You'll be going back and you'll be getting yelled at.
Yeah, I'm in the truck right now. Waiting, you know, sitting here in the parking ride, you know, advertising as cars go by. You know, they say, hey, look at that guy over there.
Oh, man. So the last minute here, what are the best things about living in Okano?
Knowing Sam.
Knowing Gary. I think that small town, homey feel. I think we all have a pretty good understanding of each other and try our best to work together to improve things as volunteers. I mean, that's what makes the world go round.
And we have Miss Wisconsin come every year. And they get the Miss Wisconsins, they get together and they talk about the fun places they've been. And every one of them has said they really enjoyed Okano the best because we treat them like family. And I believe that. That's because they are just down to earth and they just jump right in and help, do whatever they want to help us, you know. So,
well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking with both of you. And good luck this weekend with Copperfest. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope a lot of people stop by, no matter if it's Copperfest or Martinfest or just to stop by. Thank you both so much. Sam.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Samantha Rutho is president of the Okano Chamber of Commerce. Gary Zahn, organizer of Copperfest in Okano. And thanks to them very much. Coming up, we're going to talk about some more summer events all around the state with our guest from the Department of Tourism. I'm Larry Mueller.